This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Is there a difference between the Trinity and the Holy Trinity?
No. The only difference is the word holy. The Trinity is the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is the Trinity. There's no difference.
Number 5.
So I kind of wanted to know if you could elaborate on Revelation 2, verse 9, about the synagogue of Satan.
It looks like it's probably the Jewish synagogue and the movement of the Jews probably is what it's dealing with there, the synagogue of Satan, because they are the ones who are rejecting the true and living God and working against Christians. So this is the Church of Smyrna, and I've been there. I've been to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis. It's a lot of fun, but that looks like what's going on there.
Number 4.
The Book of Enoch, and I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's a book written a long time ago, and it deals with the fall, the Nephilim, with the angels, and things like that. And so some people think it belongs in the Bible because Jude quoted in part from the Book of Enoch. They say, well, that means it must be inspired, but that's not the case. Just because a book is referenced and even quoted doesn't mean that the whole book that was quoted was also inspired. It would be a problem, because if that book quoted anything else and it was inspired, then all the other books are also inspired, and it just becomes ridiculous. So the inspired writer of Jude quoted Enoch and said this is correct. So it's just giving an approval on one section. It doesn't mean the entire book of Enoch is correct.
Number 3.
When you tell somebody, all you have to do is say this prayer, and you save, and they leave the Holy Spirit out, and Jesus doesn't know who the Holy Spirit is going to send him, then that would be a lie, wouldn't it?
No, it's not a lie. Is we don't have to mention the Holy Spirit, but we can. But what we do need to mention was the person of Jesus. When I preach the gospel, I believe in teaching the law, the gospel, and the cost. And the law is, you know, have you ever lied? Yes, well, then you're a liar. You're a sinner before God, and there's a judgment. And the gospel is how to escape that judgment from God. And that's only through Jesus. You explain that, but you better know what you're getting into. It's the cost of your discipleship. Don't enter into this lightly. Take it seriously, because God will take you seriously. These are the things that I talk about. Now, I don't have to mention the Holy Spirit in that process, because the Holy Spirit's job is to bear witness of Christ. And so what we do is bear witness of Christ, and we move that way. And the Holy Spirit is humble in the sense that he doesn't point to himself. He points to Christ.
Number 2.
Now, here's the question you got to ask him. When it's formed and it's a zygote, which means it's a fertilized egg, is it human? And he's going to just say no. Okay, when it's born, is it human? He'll say yes. At what point does it change from non-human to human? If he doesn't know, then he can't have abortion, because he can't say when it's human and when it's not human. Because if you don't know, you could be risking killing a human being. If he says when it's born, then my response is, so then you're telling me that simply in the womb versus out of the womb, so let's just say in 15 seconds difference, you're saying from non-human to human, at this point it changes? Its nature changes? So if it's in the womb and has all the human stuff and it's not human, then what is it? They don't want to answer questions like this. They don't want to talk like this. So I did this with an atheist once. And I said, so if it's not human, let's say it's a week old, 3 weeks old, 4 weeks old, now the woman knows she's pregnant, it's not human, correct? He said, that's correct. I said, then it should be okay to take that fertilized egg and put it in the womb of a dog, right? I said, if it's not human, then there's nothing wrong with that, is it? And he didn't know what to say at that point, because he's like, no, it won't work. That's right, because the nature of the egg is human.
Number 1.
Saul's nature was to ride on that horse and kill Christians. But yep, that was Saul's nature. But God knocked him on his rear end and blinded him, and it sure didn't seem like free will was involved.
Well, wait. You don't understand. You think free will means no one can influence you. Look, if you and I are having lunch together and we're sitting at a restaurant and there's a window to my right and your left, and I want you to look to my right, I want you to look to your left, I point out the window and I say, "What the heck is that?" You turn your head and you're going to look. I've made you look, but I didn't violate your free will. You freely chose to look. So don't think that God forces people. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:1, He moves the heart of the king where He wishes it to go. He directs us. Our thoughts are ultimately under the control of God, and yet we're free. Jesus is God in flesh. God is free. Jesus is free. He has free will, and yet He chose to do only what the Father had Him do. He freely submitted to the will of God.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
And now, the end is near.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.